What should you do when anger returns after you have chosen forgiveness? Return the offense to God. Returning the offense to God is a prayerful practice of truth, lament, release, and trust. Begin by slowing down. Notice what is happening in your thoughts and body. Are you replaying the conversation? Is your breathing shallow? Are your shoulders tense? Do you feel heat, fear, grief, or agitation? You do not need to condemn yourself for these reactions. They may be signs that the wound still carries emotional and bodily weight. Next, tell God the truth. The Psalms give believers permission to speak honestly. Psalm 62:8 says, "Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." You might say, "Lord, I am angry. I feel betrayed. I am afraid this will happen again. I still want the person to understand what they did." This is lament. Lament is not revenge. It brings pain into relationship with God rather than using pain to justify destructive action. Then ask whether a faithful action remains. Does a boundary need to be communicated? Does a report need to be made? Is restitution still appropriate? Do you need wise counsel? Is the situation unsafe? Returning the offense to God does not mean becoming passive. It means taking the actions that belong to you while surrendering what does not belong to you. Finally, release personal vengeance. Romans 12:21 says, "Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." The offender's evil should not determine the kind of person you become. You can seek justice without becoming cruel. You can maintain distance without cultivating hatred. You can remember without rehearsing revenge. You can grieve without making grief your permanent identity. A simple prayer may help. Jesus Christ, I return this offense to you. You see what happened and what was lost. I release my demand to control punishment and the final outcome. Lead me in truth, justice, mercy, protection, and peace. Then redirect your attention toward the faithful life God has placed before you. Take a walk, read a psalm, complete the next responsibility, speak with a trusted person, practice gratitude without denying grief. Forgiveness does not require the memory to vanish. It helps the memory find its proper place. The offense is part of your story, but through Christ, it does not have to become the ruler of your story.